has become both a classic of American nature writing and an environmental manifesto. That's the essay tomorrow night at 11 o'clock. And that's here on BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's 11:15 now, time for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
A taster from the forthcoming album by Finnish accordionist Maria Kalaniemi, who's joined by some of her favourite musicians, including banjo player Janne Wikström on that track. That was a traditional Swedish tune, which Maria used to hear played by her grandmother. Now, this is quite some sound, I think you'll agree. Swiss contrabass clarinet player Lucien Dubuis and his trio with the guitarist Marc Ribot.
Thank you.
I love it. That's quite some sound. From Switzerland, the Lucien Dubuis Trio and Marc Ribot. Lucien playing contrabass clarinet. How to follow that? Well, how about an earthquake, a blacksmith, and first of all, voices from Tahiti, a song for the sea at sunset. Andrew Cronshaw from a CD called The Great Dark Water, which was first released in 1982 and has just, I'm very pleased to say, been reissued. Joining Andy in that version of The Blacksmith were Rick Sanders, Martin Simpson, Dave Bristow and Jonathan Davey. Music by François Bayle just before that, a one-time student of Messiaen, Pierre Schaeffer and Stockhausen. He was born in Madagascar in the 1930s. We had a couple of movements from his piece called Tremblement de terre très doux and A Song for the Sea at Sunset from Tahiti before that. And just a reminder, by the way, that there's another Late Junction collaboration on the programme tomorrow night, bringing together two singer-songwriters a couple of generations apart, Tucker Zimmerman and Jason Steele, who got on really well when we brought them together at our Maida Vale studios a few weeks ago. You can hear that around midnight tomorrow, and you'll be able to download it as a podcast for 30 days after that. Now, another collaboration, a familiar David Sylvian number, Wonderful World, but an appearance on it by Stina Nordenstam.
It's a wonderful world, and you take and you give, and the sun fills the sky in the space where you live. It's a day full of dreams, it's a dream of a day, and the joy that it brings nearly sweeps her away. It's a wonderful world as the buildings fall down, and you quicken your step till your feet leave the ground, and you're soaring above all the sorrow below, and you're falling in love with those you don't know. Your heart feels so wide, and your heart feels so strong. It was never a place that you felt you belong. It's a wonderful world, full of wonderful things. And the people fall down and abandon their dreams.
Thank you.
Well, they thought of a perfect title for that piece. It's called 3 AM Moth. That's the sound of Puma, Øystein Moen, Stian Westerhus and Gard Nielsen. And you can catch them during the London Jazz Festival on the 17th of November. They'll be appearing at Café Otto. And I know from experience they are superb live, so don't leave it too late to book. David Sylvian just before that with Stina Nordenstam and Wonderful World, which comes from David's new CD, Sleepwalkers. Now, a CD both Max and I are particularly keen on at the moment is the new Rough Guide to Afghanistan. Here's the sound of the lute-like rubab, played here by Ghulam Hussein. Thank you. That's quite a moving piece. It's inspired by what is now known as Memorial Day, but back then it was called Decoration Day, to honour American soldiers who died in service. Charles Ives remembered his father's band marching to the cemetery, and he wrote that in 1912, though the score wasn't actually published till 1989. Just before that, a short piece by Velio Tormis. It is Late Summer, which comes from his collection of songs called Autumn Landscapes. And rubab player Ghulam Hussein, first of all there, an instrumental version of a Sufi song. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. It sort of seems like around the right time for this. Thelonious Monk's Round Midnight, played here by Robert Wyatt, Gilad Atzmon and Ross Stephen.
Thank you.
Thelonious Monk's Round Midnight, as it appears on the new album from Robert Wyatt, Gilad Atzmon and Ross Stephen. Sinikka Langeland is a folk singer and cantilla player who comes from Finnskogen in the north of Norway, and her latest recording brings together two of her passions, traditional music and Bach, in the company of viola player Lars-Anders Tomte.
Maria. Thank you.
Sinica Langalan and Lars Anders Tomter, a traditional folk hymn before the Chaconne from Bach's Partita No. 2. Folk music from these shores next. This is a group called 422, who 11 years ago won the BBC Radio 2 Young Folk Award. Lots has happened to them since then, and now they've got a new CD out. Emily Ball and Sophie Ball play fiddles. Ian Stevenson plays guitar and bass. Joey Oliver's on whistle and Sam Pitt on accordion. This is a medley called York Rant.
Thank you.
the ever-inventive Björn Torska from his new CD Kuckning, following the group 422 and a medley they called York Rant. And you can find details of all the music I'm playing on the Late Junction playlist. You'll find that on the Radio 3 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 3. The Wadali brothers, Puran and Piyare, were born 15 years apart in the Amritsar area of India. They come from a long line, at five generations or so, of Qawwali singers. This is an 18th century Indian poem by the Punjabi writer Bulen Shah. How do I know what I am, they begin, and they end with an affirmation of the place of the soul.
Ah! अवले आखरे आपनु जाना भी जाना अवले आखरे आपनु वे जाना
अवले आखरे आपनु जाना
ना कोई दूजा हो रे पछाना
Dali Brothers with their version of an 18th century Punjabi poem, which you'll find on the Rough Guide to India CD. The clarinetist Frode Hjerstad has teamed up with quite an interesting lineup: Horvat Skarset playing guitar, Lena Granega on cello, Hilde-Sophie Tafia on French horn, Burra Mulstad on tuba, and Guru Skumsnes Moore on bass. I read a review of this recently which said that the music feels like falling down a spiral staircase and dragging everything with you. So I thought it was going to be a really bad review, but actually it was quite the opposite. I don't really understand the bit about falling downstairs, but I love the colours and textures.
Thank you.
Well, a piece just called 6.1. That was Frode Hjestad and Friends from an album called Sextet. Robert Fripp and Theo Travis performed a duo concert at Coventry Cathedral in May last year. I'm going to end Late Junction tonight with part of that concert. But first, a short lullaby by Velio Tormis. Till tomorrow night, good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and here on BBC Radio 3 Through the Night, let's continue yesterday's performance of Handel's Saul from the Utrecht Early Music Festival. Part 1 ended with the king's son Jonathan ordered to kill David, and the chorus praying for him to be spared. As Act 2 begins, David is baffled to hear of his death sentence, but pleased that Saul has now promised his elder daughter Merab to Doeg. His feelings are for the younger daughter Michal. The king feigns pity for David, but he's really sending him off to fight the Philistines again, so that they can get rid of him. David and Michal are soon happily married, but the king's jealousy and rage resurface, this time targeting Jonathan as well.
The spirit was the cause of all my father's rage. It was indeed a spirit of envy and of mortal hate. He has resolved your death and sternly charged his whole retinue, me especially, to execute his vengeance. Sister Merab, by his own gift thy right, he has bestowed on Adriel.
Oh, my prince, of that woman, it would not grieve me much. The scornful maid, didst thou observe, with such disdain for pride, receive the king's command. But lovely such hold in music's
accents try to calm his rage. Hast thou obeyed my orders and destroyed my mortal enemy, the son of Jesse?
Alas, my father, he your enemy, say rather he has done important service to you and to the nation, hazarded his life for both, and slain our giant foe, whose presence made the boldest of us tremble.
Thank you.
imagine danger, be first in our esteem. With wonted valor, prepare the insults of the Philistines. And as a proof of my sincerity, O harvest, dissemble instantly, espouse my daughter Michael. How long shall he enjoy her? He shall lead my armies, but have the Philistines no darts, no swords to pierce the heart of David? Yes, this once to them I leave him, they shall do me right.
Thank you. call.
Thy errand?
'Tis a summons to the court.
Say, is sick?
In sickness or in health, alive or dead, he must be brought to Saul. Show me his chamber. To your mock the king, this disappointment will enrage him more. Then tremble for the event.